You are listening to a special segment here on Voice of Vashon. I am Jeff Hoyt, just sort of commandeering the radio so that we can have a conversation with Stephanie Ann Johnson down in Tacoma, who is coming to Open Space for Arts and Community on Saturday, April 8th. This is a Deborah Heesch joint. Deborah presents this show at Open Space, and it's going to be a good one. Stephanie Ann Johnson is on the line, and we will be right there with them in just a moment. After first listening to a new song from their Jewels record called The Day That You Begin. Is The Day That You Begin from Stephanie Ann Johnson, who is down in Tacoma right now, and we have them on the line with us now. Stephanie, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Have you played Vashon before?
Yes, I do love to play Vashon. I think I was at the Sugar Shack a couple of times.
Oh, nice.
That's a really fun place.
That's a great spot. Yeah, you have such a beautiful voice. Was singing and songwriting always going to be the destination for you, or were you headed down another path before you found this one?
Well, you know, I was going to be a classroom teacher because in my family we've had just like a strong focus on education, and so when I was figuring out whether I wanted to like take my first professional job as a musician or go back to school, my mother was instrumental in reminding me that singing is also a gift that I have, and being professional at that, is a thing that I can do.
So your mom was encouraging you down this path.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That doesn't often happen with parents.
Yeah, I got very lucky to have very supportive parents.
Yeah. I've been listening to a podcast called, and maybe you've heard of it, it's called A History of Rock Music in 500 Songs. And it does this really deep dive into the very roots of the genre. And the thing I've been learning from this show is that rock and roll is a form of music that has foundational qualities in all kinds of music, including country and rhythm and blues, even gospel. And when I listen to your songs, I hear all of that. And it really does have foundational qualities to it. And I usually try to avoid the cliche question, you know, what are your influences? But it really does seem apropos in your case. Where does all this come from?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's a heck of a compliment. As a listener, as somebody who listens to music for pleasure, you know, as apart from being somebody who listens to music for my job with mm-hmm. Radio KJX, mm-hmm. As somebody who listens to music for pleasure, I really enjoy like that. I have like a period of time. I really enjoy like 20s, 30s, and 40s, like recordings of like specifically gospel blues players, mm-hmm. Reverend Gary, oh my gosh, Reverend Gary Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So I fall into some of that. I also really enjoy that particular Howlin' Wolf, you know, period of electric blues.
Mm-hmm.
I also really, really go in for, the three kings of the blues. You know, you get some Albert King and B.B. King in there.
Mm-hmm.
I go for that. I had been playing guitar for 15 years before anybody told me about Sister Rosetta Tharpe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I went for a long time thinking that the music that I was playing was, you know, was rebellious and or counterculture for me. When in fact, you know, it wasn't. I was, you know, right on the money of where some of that ancestral sound comes from. So I tend to listen backwards. I guess I really like vintage noise, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's great. Does that you mentioned your show on KNKX? It's called The Grooveyard. And mm-hmm. tell me more about the radio show.
So the radio show came along because my radio boss is this wonderful woman named Carol Handley.
Mm-hmm.
And she, right after I was on The Voice in like 2012, 2013, she reached out and hired my band for an event. And then after the event, she took me to lunch and we got to talking and she was asking me about what I wanted for my life. And, you know, like any person in their 20s, I was like, oh, I want to do everything. That included, you know, being on the radio. And so during the pandemic, you know, near 10 years later, I get an email from Carol being like, but did you still want to be on the radio? So then began like the process of like learning like all of the computer skills necessary to have a radio show.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. My show focuses on soul jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, really, it's digging into like a lot of the sidemen for a lot of my like favorite players. Like we play a lot of Maceo Parker, who played a lot of a saxophone for James Brown during the period of like a Star Time, or we get into some vocals from I hate forgetting things.
Oh, I understand. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. we get into like some vocals from Herbie Hancock. We get into like a lot of organ music, which is interesting for me because, you know, I love guitar. Like that's my wheelhouse. So there's been a lot for me to learn about some of these different organ players like Raphael Resnig and Doctor, what is his name? Oh, I can't think of it.
Don't look to me for that.
He wears a turban. He wears an incredible turban and plays like very, very cool, like 70s spacey music. Oh, my gosh, it's going to come to me.
Well,
I can't think
just,
of his
just
name.
Blurt it out when it does. But
all right.
You're talking about the session players, and the thing that's fascinating about session players is that they often have careers that are much, much longer than the performers that they play with. Because they are there for everybody at all phases of their career. I was just listening to a thing on Bill Doggett, who was a session player that his career spanned from the late 30s all the way into the early 2000s. I mean, he played all his life. And before he passed, he just had a continuous career. And they're fascinating. I can't wait to hear your show. The song we just played, The Day That You Begin, you've got a video for that song coming out in just a few days. Tell us about that.
Yes. Okay, so first, the name I forgot. The organist is Dr. Lonnie Smith.
Yes,
there it is. A Hammond B3 player, and it was a member of George Benson's quartet in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's that. But to the song, The Day That You Begin, it is based on a children's book called The Day You Begin. And I was given the children's book by these folk from a program called Style Program.
Uh-huh.
And what they do is they get with somebody like me who writes songs. They give me a children's book. I write a song about the children's book. And then I go to a K-8 classroom for their library time in the Seattle School District.
Mm-hmm.
And I read them the children's book. I play them the song I wrote about it. And then with the kids, we write our own, song of theirs in response to the book. And then it gets recorded and they can share it with their friends and their grownups, you know. So it's a wonderful program that I really like because I was definitely a kid that hung out in the library a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I love books. I love picture books. I love that I get to, like, you know, hopefully inspire young people to write, because when we write about our perspective, we write from our own voices. So it stops things from feeling like things happen to us and lets us, you know, set in order how we feel about what happens.
It sounds like you would be perfect here on Vashon for the Artists in Schools program. They do things like that. Not necessarily that particular idea, but they bring artists in to bring their own ideas and just apply it to the class. And that just sounds right down the alley of what Artists in Schools does here on Vashon. We should hook you up.
You know, I would love nothing better. I love that.
Yeah.
I enjoy schools because I feel like schools are hopeful places.
Mm-hmm.
for you know, young people to take a look at the past and take a look at the present and then design their own futures. But you were asking about the video for The Day That You Begin.
Uh-huh.
We recorded this video in a couple of hours in a park in Seattle without a permit, so I won't say the name of it. And then we also were in, I'm going to look this up because I want to say the name right. But it's the Fremont Abbey has a bunch of properties that they own. And one of them is the Ballard Homestead. And that's the spot that we rented out for the day. I've played there before with my band,
mm-hmm.
but it was cool to be in there with a bunch of kids and feeding them snacks and trying to keep their energy up. Because it's really about, the song is about the day that you decide that who you are is okay to be, and that that the day that you find those other people that are crazy in that same way that you're crazy. It's about finding our people. It's about finding ourselves. It's about being ourselves. And I wanted to make music that you can listen to in many, you know, places in your life and find enjoyment. One of the producer is a guy named Jeff Fielder, an incredible, incredible guitar player. And,
he's also producing your album, isn't he?
Yes, he produced the whole project. Mm-hmm. And he plays guitar and also keyboards on some of the songs. And he sings backup too. Him and his wife, Tekla Waterfield, they just had a brand new baby. So the brand new baby is in the music video too.
Oh, perfect. Second. Yeah.
So. It's a whole family affair over here.
excellent. We're visiting with Stephanie Ann Johnson here on Voice of Vashon. Their show is Saturday, April 8th at Open Space for Arts and Community. The new album is called Jewels, and this is all part of the album release process. Jeff Fielder is going to be there as well, right? Is he playing as well?
Yeah.
And doors will open at 6:30, shows at 7:30 that night with a sliding scale for tickets. All ages are welcome. Let's change gears just a little bit here to a song that's got a very, very different kind of feel to it, but I found it really, really compelling. It's called Can't Go Home. And it sounds like it's a very personal story, and it involves your grandmother. And I was wondering if you could share it with us.
Yeah. So the song is called Can't Go Home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was partially inspired by, there's a country tune called There's No Place Like You. Because I loved the way that phrase was flipped, you know, there's no place like home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I heard that song, There's No Place Like You. I'm looking up the name of the gal who wrote it. And of course, it's not coming up. But anyway, it's a beautiful country tune. And so I was thinking, okay, you can't go home. You can't go home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are lucky enough to have property or places that exist that we feel like home about. And when those places are no longer available to us, and we don't own the homes or the property anymore, you know, can we still go home, or, you know, is home lost forever, right?
Right.
So for me, Can't Go Home was about selling my grandmother's property. It's the place that I came back to from the hospital as a baby. It's a place where I grew up. I spent my childhood in those trees and rolling in that grass. So it was very emotional to be giving up that property. But also, there is a freedom in no longer having that property be in the family, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother is still with us, God bless it, but my brother died on that property. My granddad died on that property. And it's very nice, honestly, to not really have anything to do with that property. It's very nice to say, well, you can't go home. You know, that home is gone. But I've still got so many different homes in other people and a home in myself. It's a very cool song. I thought that a lot of different people would be able to relate, being that so many folk, lost homes and continue to lose homes because of, you know, money and inflation and just the way that our society is, mm-hmm. is going these days.
Yep.
I wanted to make a song that, you know, hopefully other people in other places would be able to sing and feel themselves inside, you know?
Well, let's listen to it now. Here's Can't Go Home from Stephanie Ann Johnson on Voice of Vashon.
Cleaning out the old homestead. Nana can't afford the mortgage alone. But you can't go home. She might bust, she might cry. But when you see the gold dust fly, you know that you can't go home.
Can't Go Home. There's a video that goes along with that record that is also quite affecting. Stephanie Ann Johnson on Voice of Vashon. Their show, April 8th, a Saturday, over at Open Space for Arts and Community, celebrating the release of their new album, Jewels. It'll be an intimate album release show here on Vashon as a duo with album producer and collaborator Jeff Fielder. The show's at 6:30, doors are at 6:30. I read in an article about you that your mantra is find your joy and go there.
Oh, yeah.
I love the simplicity of that.
When I talk to young artists over the years, one of the things that I learned to say that was said to me is that when you find out where people are doing that thing that you like, whether it be some kind of sport or glass blowing or, you know, surfing, whatever. When you find that place where people are doing that thing, sometimes you have to go down there and make sure that those people know that you exist, you know?
Yeah.
You know, speaking of places that feel like home, Nashville, oh my goodness. I've only been in Nashville twice, but being at a songwriter's round in Nashville and being in a room full of people where everybody here sings their face off and everybody here has written an amazing song.
You know?
So being, it's humbling to really feel like, oh my goodness, this is the metaphor I tell myself. You know, I'm a white buffalo, right? So going to Nashville is like, you know, finding the herd, finding the rest of the white buffalo.
Well, that speaks to having some faith also, you know, having some faith that things are going to go your way if you just apply yourself and keep pushing. And a lot of singers who love gospel music love it because it's what they were brought up on. And I was wondering, there's a gospel influence in some of your music as well. I wanted to play one of the another track, and it's actually the title track from the new record, Jewels, which seems to have some gospel influence to it. And let's listen to it right now.
When he cometh, when he cometh to take up his jewels, we are jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright
beautiful. That's Jewels from Stephanie Ann Johnson. They're with us today on the phone from Tacoma. Tell us a little bit more about that song.
Okay, so this song, Jules, I post-collegiate, because I went to Pacific Lutheran University, I spent a lot of time singing in churches because, you know, these Lutherans and these Methodists, these checks do not bounce, I promise you. So, you know, singing, singing sometimes right out of a hymnal, or singing sometimes if I am singing at a Unity church where we do what's called New Thought music, a lot of the straight out of the hymnal type stuff, you know, a lot of those hymns are like, well, you're bad and terrible. And, you know, thank goodness for God or else you'd be even worse off. But the reason that I love this hymn called Jewels, which is also called When He Cometh, is that it says to us, we are already blessed. We are already beautiful. We are already precious. So what we are doing here on earth is we are waiting to be gathered. And that, I think of that as a tender way of talking about death, talking about that transition that we all go through, you know. So here we all are on earth. We are all each separate, beautiful, shiny jewels made, you know, hard or shined up by our experiences. And then, you know, when the time comes, we will be gathered, and then we will be, you know, with our Creator. That's what I believe. I want everybody to know that I'm one of these people. I'm this kind of Unity type person where if you are a person of faith, and if you are not a person of faith, I really hope that you still feel that my music is for you. I'm not pushing any certain agenda besides the fact that love is important and that each person is important and special and good, just how we are.
Well, it certainly comes through in your music, and we are all looking forward to your show on Saturday, April 8th at Open Space for Arts and Community. Stephanie Ann Johnson will be celebrating the release of their new album, Jewels, in collaboration with Jeff Fielder. Again, doors are 6:30 p.m. that night, show at 7:30. There's a sliding scale for tickets for all ages, as per the policy at Open Space. No one will be turned away for lack of funds. And just really looking forward to your show. Can we go out on one more?
Yes.
tell me a little bit about, you know, I was listening to so many of the songs from this record and just thinking, wow, you cover all the genres. I mean, Leave the Light On has this kind of country quality to it. And it's just, you touch them all.
I started saying this a couple years ago on stage, mainly to make people laugh, but I feel that it's true. Country music is soul music for white people. So
that is true.
So I don't feel. I mean, we got Bobby Caldwell, right?
Yeah.
And we've had many a blue-eyed soul moment. So why don't we have moments of crossover where we have, you know, gospel blues, or we have a little bit of country blues? That's kind of where I like to be. Leave the Light On, for me, there's a lot of, you know, in the world, there's a lot of, you know, there's TERFs that argue with incels, and there's men's rights activists that argue with feminists and all of this. And it feels very unbalanced to me. And there's so many demands made on masculine presenting people and male people, you know?
Right.
And I wanted to make a song that's like, it's really fine if all you do for me is leave the light on in the bathroom so I don't stub my foot when I get up to pee in the middle of the night. It's really fine.
Yeah.
Like, I do not need hard labor, and I seriously don't need your wallet. I do buy myself my own diamonds.
Oh, fantastic.
But I do need to know that I'm considered, that I'm loved, you know? Yeah, I wanted to write a song that lets men know that they are wanted for more than what they produce. And I feel like that there's some vulnerability in that. I like to be vulnerable. It works for me.
Well, Stephanie, we're really looking forward to the show.
I'm so glad to hear that. I wish you could see me. I'm beaming from ear to ear.
Yeah, let's go out on Leave the Light On. Thanks so much for joining us today. Again, the show is Saturday, April 8th at Open Space for Arts and Community. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. Do not miss. Deborah Heesch presents Stephanie Ann Johnson. And here, we'll go out on Leave the Light On KVSH.